Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, out the bubble of home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. That guy over there, my co-host, is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Melissa Lieb. Thank you, Melissa. The support of our listeners really helps us keep going. So, Mr. Kot and I love so much music. We are eager to talk about it all the time. There's a mere hour in the weekly radio show and podcast, but we have these bonus podcasts where we get to lay more sounds and maybe even occasional wisdom on people. Mr. Kot, give us a little hint of what you're talking about this week.
Well, Jim, I am going to play a defining album of the last decade in Chicago music, in hip-hop writ large. Basically, one of the great records of the last 10 years is celebrating its 10th anniversary.
In a big way, at the United Center. I know right. Where you're going already, but the rest of the folks will be very happy to hear that shortly. All right, we are back, and Greg, you are going to celebrate a record that's being celebrated all over town right now.
Well, it should be. It is Acid Rap from Chance the Rapper. He put a new generation of Chicago hip-hop on the map with this record. It's important to know the context. Drill music was ascendant in Chicago at the time, and it was a hard-edged, voice of the streets. And I think it painted a picture that ties in very neatly to the trope about violence in Chicago and look at all the guns and all this stuff.
Right.
And it's a horrible cliche that it's perpetuated.
It's a virtual right-wing talking point.
Right. And along comes Chance with this record, who basically said, I'm a black kid too from that part of the part of town. And this is my experience. And he was talking about living in this culture where young black men are walking around with a target on their back. They're looking over their shoulder all the time. Chance told me the story early on when he was just starting out of one of the high schools in Chicago about, watching a friend die in his arms, literally, in the streets of Chicago. And having that experience and talking about it, it shadows this record, this particular. Back then it was called a mixtape. It wasn't even an official album. It was a mixtape.
Well, and he was determinedly independent DIY from the beginning.
Absolutely.
Releasing his album, no label, no formal release. Here it is, I'm streaming it.
Never sold a record.
Never.
One of his recordings was ever for sale. He just put it all up on the web and ended up forging an incredibly successful career. How did he do that? Well, he played shows, and he had merch, and people supported Chance. Chancellor Bennett.
He became a brand chancellor, yes.
He did, and to this day, he continues. He is putting out a new record later this year. That's part of the news.
Long awaited.
He is playing a rare show to celebrate acid rap.
A little joint called the United Center.
Yeah, right.
What is it, 22,000 capacity?
Right. And he's on TV shows, and he's, you know, he's basically, you know, he's everywhere again, which is good because he's a good person and an activist voice. Mm-hmm. And a lot of his records, including this one, I always saw them as community efforts. It wasn't just about me, Chance the Rapper. It is about the community of people that I grew up around. So numerous, guests on this record. An artist like No Name, getting a cameo on this record, who ended up becoming a huge artist out of Chicago as well. Childish Gambino, Action Bronson, Ab Soul.
Donnie Trumpet, is on here.
Well, and Nico Siegel, as he's now known, and Peter Cottontail.
Yeah.
Two of the secret weapons in Chicago music, they play on just about everybody's records these days.
You know, I heard a fascinating interview yesterday, Greg, on WBEZ, our local public radio station. One of our former producers, Ayanna Contreras, was mentoring at a community music program, poetry music, and this kid Chancellor was always bugging her, and she was always encouraging him, make your own music, and she wasn't bragging as she talked about it. She was just like, she saw something even when he was still in high school at Jones College Prep, and she knew he was on his way.
Yeah, that record 10 Day, which was written and recorded basically while he was on 10-day suspension from school.
Yes.
Because he wasn't turning in his homework on time.
No, he had better things to do.
Dad, I really want to do this. And his dad said, you got a year, kid.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a year. And he, lo and behold, he did
make
the most out of it.
So you can play anything from this record. What are you going to play?
You know, the thing about it that strikes me, I listened to the whole thing again a few days ago, because, 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Time flies, right?
It seems like yesterday.
The variety on this record, the musical variety, he's dealing with everything from gospel to soul to hip-hop, you name it, it's on this record. There's a variety of musical textures, a lot of jazz elements because of Nico Siegel's voicings, as a trumpet player. Peter Cottontail's a great keyboardist, the variety of tones that he is conversant with. And then Chance's quirky voice. At the time, everybody was like, what is this? Nobody sounds like this guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, that's not cool. But lo and behold, his personality won the day. And the variety of subject matter won the day, the way he was able to talk. I think, to me, acid rap's key track, there's so many of them, but the title song always, always affected me in a powerful way. It's almost a reverie. And he said, I was high on acid when I wrote the song.
Yeah.
But it is a stream of consciousness. And it's basically him just talking about growing up on the South Side. There's so many lines in this track that I just love. You know, these little reveries about growing up, I miss my diagonal grilled cheeses. You know, those kind of little anecdotes about his mom making a grilled cheese sandwich for him,
And he talks about sitting in front of the Saturday morning cartoons on the TV. And
then he talks about, my big homie died young, just turned older than him. You know, he had just turned older than his friend who was killed on the streets of Chicago. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. I see it always. He still be screaming, I see his demons in empty hallways.
Mm.
You know, so he's talking about the full experience of a young black man in Chicago in this track, and I just love it for that reason. So here's a little snippet of it, but the whole album is well worth seeking out. Again, I said, you can get it just about anywhere. It's free.
Yeah.
Acid Rap by Chance the Rapper on Sound of Opinion.
Well, my feelings on my sleeveless, my weed seedless, my trees leafless. I miss my diagonal grilled cheeses, and back when Mike Jackson was still Jesus. Before I believed in not believing in, I inhale, who believed in me not breathing in? Cigarette stained smile all covered in sin. My big homie died young, just turned older than him. I seen it happen, I see it always. He still be screaming, I see his demons in empty hallways. I trip to make the fall shorter.
That is Acid Rap, the title song of the 2013 mixtape that, for many people, established Chance as a major, major star.
You know, later in the record, Greg, when he sings about this time of year, I wish the spring would last a little bit longer because summer is when people die.
Right, summer is when people die. He was not, everybody said he was playful and he had these kind of poppy melodies, and yet at the same time he had that kind of depth to his subject matter where he's talking about you know, I'm around this every day, and here's a little bit of that experience, what that feels like.
Deeper than any track we heard from the drill scene, for sure. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.